From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Japan, where he'll take part in a group of seven meeting to discuss various world issues. Saturday, in Kabul, the top U.S. diplomat urged the Taliban to return to peace talks with the Afghan government.
Again today, we call on the Taliban to enter into a peace process, a legitimate process, a real process that provides equal rights, protection for all Afghans, and brings to an end the violence and the suffering that the people of this country have endured for so many years.
Mr. Kerry's multi-nation tour began in the Middle East. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is heading to Asia next week to visit sites in the Philippines. U.S. plans to station troops there, including one base close to the disputed South China Sea. Mr. Carter will not be visiting a key player in that dispute, China. He had accepted an invitation to visit Beijing after he met with the country's defense minister last year. But when the Pentagon released details about the current trip on Friday, China was not included. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi traveling to Kerala State today, where the death toll from a massive temple fire has risen to more than 80. The fire was ignited during a festive fireworks display that a huge crowd of people had gathered to watch. Two members of Somalia's al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab militant group were executed by firing squad. It happened Saturday, executed for the murder of a journalist killed by a car bomb last year. She worked for two state-run news outlets, Radio Mogadishu and Somali National TV, and was the 38th journalist killed in Somalia in the line of duty since 2010. This is VOA News.